All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It may be the fall and the temperature may be dropping across the United States of America, but things are definitely heating up on the hot stove front that is Major League Baseball. Now, earlier this week, the St. Louis Cardinals traded pitchers Shelby Miller and Tyrell Jenkins to the Atlanta Braves in exchange for pitcher Jordan Walden and outfielder Jason Hayward. Now, for my money, the centerpiece of this trade is Hayward, and it's a situation where you expected the Braves to make a deal this offseason in shipping one of their outfielders out of town, and unfortunately, Hayward became the expendable guy just due to the fact that the Braves are stuck with that horrific contract that belongs to B.J. Upton. Now, Hayward has tremendous potential. This guy just turned 25 years of age. He is a one-time National League All-Star. He is also a two-time Gold Glove winner. And back in his rookie season of 2010, he finished second in the NL Rookie of the Year voting as he batted .277 with 18 home runs and 72 runs batted in. Now, in his five seasons with the Braves, Hayward has averaged 20 home runs, 69 runs batted in to go along with a .262 batting average and a .351 on-base percentage. Now, the Braves made Hayward expendable, and of course, the St. Louis Cardinals needed an extra body in the outfield after the untimely death of Oscar Tavares. Now, you look at Hayward's potential in this outfield to go along with John Jay in center and Matt Holliday in left field. Of course, Matt Holliday is an aging player, but you look at John Jay, who has tremendous range in center, and the same can be said for Jason Hayward in right field. And he also has one of the strongest arms in Major League Baseball. Now, as far as the Cardinals' everyday lineup, Hayward is going to fit in tremendously for this team because this is a professional team. You put him in that lineup with Matt Adams at first base, Colton Wong at second, Johnny Peralta at short, Matt Carpenter at third, and of course Holliday and Jay out there, and you can sandwich this guy anywhere in that lineup. You can put him, you could put him in front of Holliday. Then on top of that, you could have Adams batting behind Holliday, and then you have Yadier Molina. If manager Mike Matheny wants to mix it up that way with righty lefty going down the lineup, this is a move that will work. And for Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak, he just simply knows how to push the right buttons. And as far as I'm concerned, they also get back Jordan Walden. They had to part with Shelby Miller. But if you look at recent history, when guys tend to leave St. Louis, they are not the same type of players. And when the Cardinals get their hands on players, especially the young ones, they really have the ability within that organization to propel them to the next level. And it's the level of standards that the St. Louis Cardinals have established for themselves. You're looking at an organization that since 2006, they have won two World Series championships. This team is consistently there come October because they know how to take care of business in the National League Central. You know the Chicago Cubs are making a ton of noise this offseason, but the bottom line is the Cardinals are still the big dog on the block within that division, and this move just adds to that. Once again, the St. Louis Cardinals will be a dangerous team come next October because you can more than likely pencil them in for October baseball in 2015. And on top of that, you never know if they're done wheeling or dealing this offseason. But one thing is for sure, Jason Hayward will have a tremendous impact on this club. He's a lifetime .262 hitter, but with the Cardinals, I would not be surprised to see those numbers increase. He's going to get on base for this team. He's going to help this lineup, and he brings a tremendous defensive presence to what the St. Louis Cardinals are looking to do. So I think this is a huge coup by the St. Louis Cardinals as they are looking to upgrade their team heading into 2015. Folks, those are my thoughts on the recent trade between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves, and I want to take this time out to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/ 300 pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 12 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And if you follow me, I'll follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.